Should we begin?
Yes.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Varone, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
The payout, if it was a wicked sweep, would be like, if you put $500 in, it would be like a $500 billion payout.
All right, I'll do it then. Just that type of
500.
money would change my life.
Wait, are we recording?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, Eric, we
Wait, the
are
podcast
so
has started?
liven up, man.
Why
Yeah,
didn't I clap?
because
Why?
we're using the audio from the Zoom
Oh
because
my
Nate
God.
is apologizing for having to use. He's recording from
Right. Yeah, I
reverse
should get this
POW
out of the
camp.
way. Two things. One, yeah, my voice is a little crumbly,
Christy.
crusty. Yeah, I'm a little bit sick. Number
Mm.
two, and then the pain doesn't end there. My MacBook Pro has fucking finally caved in and collapsed from 2017 or 16. It finally just doesn't turn on, and we're here right now.
This is why th this is I've been telling you to get a fucking ThinkPad, a Lenovo ThinkPad for about 10 years. And finally, you see
Well,
what happens when you don't listen to me.
gonna
I
come from
know.
another angle and say, Nate, I'm sorry for your loss. We
Wow.
had a lot of
See,
great
Eric.
memories on that laptop. And, don't be, there's no rush. You get another one when you're ready.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Do you see the difference here between how both these people treat me? Eric
Well,
is
what you don't
constantly.
realize is what I'm going through personally, which influences how I treat you, which is something that you always fail to take into consideration.
And I'm
just glad when I get the sentences right. But,
yeah.
good God.
You know what was making me laugh is when we were on set, Eric, you were like, every time I would eat something, you would kind of like shame me for it, like eat a little snack.
Wait, explain this.
Just any time that Nate got some crafty, I would shame him for having extra calories. Anytime he drank anything that wasn't water, I was shaming him for drinking liquid calories.
Yes. Hey man. Another bag of peanuts, huh?
Yeah.
Nice. That's good.
I mean, it was just, and on top of that, it was amazing too. I haven't been on set with you, Eric, in a minute, and it was just, I mean, it was incredible to see you work,
You see
to
how
see your
comfortable I am.
process.
You see how
I
comfortable I
saw how
am on there.
comfortable you are, but I saw how uncomfortable everyone else was at the
That's how you get an
same
amazing product.
time.
You can't people please your way to Emmy win or Independent Spirit Award win. You have to basically create an atmosphere of tension to
Is your
get up.
spirit award acceptance speech going to be like, so this doesn't really mean fucking shit to me, like this award show?
Is there a
You
Spirit Award like one below Spirit? Because I know Spirit is like the indie films, but it's like, well, these things all had, a $30-40 million budget and A-list celebrities in it.
right.
There
I think
needs
there's
to
one called
be
the Gotham Awards that are
live at the
maybe
Gotham.
even more independent.
Man, something tells
Really?
me we are going to be sweeping that shit
Oh, when Rap
coming
World
up.
comes out? For sure.
When Rap World comes, didn't it come out?
Partially. I
Right.
had two people yesterday make a joke to me, one of them being my dad. How many nominations did the Rap World get? And what I wanted to say was, if there were nominations from the youth and the new culture makers, we'd be fucking drowning in them. You see what I'm saying?
Especially for sound design.
I mean, in my
Especially for sound
opinion,
style design.
if I can remove myself from the project entirely, in my opinion,
You wouldn't want to do that. If you were forced to.
if I
Yeah,
was
right, but
forced
if you're
to,
forced to.
if I was forced to remove myself entirely from the project, I don't know you guys at all. I mean, this is a best comedy of the year, 100%.
That's not an
Win
Oscar.
nomination. There's
Right.
no there. There's
Wait.
not even a what is the competitor? Please. I would love for anybody to tell me the competitor in this
Hundreds
category.
of beavers, dude. I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen it yet, and
I
I'm
haven't
not even
either.
joking about it.
Millions
'Cause
of Beavers. How about
oh
that
yeah, millions of
sequel?
beavers in Rap Universe.
Oh my God, rapping. Yeah, rapping in the Grease Trap.
I mean, it's the best comedy of the year, 100%. Best movie of the year,
But
too.
Nate,
Picture.
that's okay, there you go.
But it's
So
under an
there's.
hour, so it can't be taken seriously. This is the mental the gymnastics all these academies have to do to not include us. You
That's
know what I'm
why
saying?
it's not.
It's so pathetic. It's,
It's
yeah. Because now they're getting longer and longer. What's that movie? Fucking Proletariat or whatever came out? It's two fucking
Brutalist. The
parts. The
Brutalist,
Brutalist.
dude. Proletariat.
Whatever.
That sounds like a great fucking movie, though. The
The proletariat. Well,
Proletariat.
that's what we need to work on.
What is a proletariat?
The
You, Nate,
proletariat is the
you are
work,
a
bro.
proletariat.
It's the working class, dude. You realize what
Wow.
the proletariat
Yeah.
versus the
I knew I liked that word.
bourgeoisie.
The
Wow.
bourgeoisie sucking on meat.
Now would you rather be a proletariat or a bourgeoisie?
You be a prolajoie, you know what I'm saying? A bourgeois lariat,
Wow.
where I have the money,
Whoa.
but I'm still wearing dressing like Mark Zuckerberg, you know what I'm
When is
saying?
the fucking class war going to fucking kick off, is what I
Open your
want
eyes because it's happening right now.
to
Open your bank account.
know.
Open your bank account.
Luigi, Luigi, do you
Mangione.
love me? Are you right? Are
Louis.
you shooting? Oh, do you think Luigi wishes he did it for like Italy or something instead of America? Because then he'd be in an Italian style
Oh, you don't
prison
want to
with
be
the
in an Italian
bucatini.
jail, bro. You don't
What do
want to
you
be in an
mean?
Italian. Dude, just trust me.
Oh yeah,
Trust
how do you think all
me.
the great operas were written? Those were
In
scrawled on the
prison.
walls using fingernails.
People running an opera, so practicing their operatic voice in the jail cell, trying to sleep. Trying to sleep, you hear this from like a fucking yard, a mile away.
Crying. A full
Everybody,
crying hearing
there
that.
must be so much. I mean, like, I don't want this to sound bad, but there must be so many annoying people in jail.
It
I guess
doesn't,
that
you
does
know, it
sound
didn't sound
horrible.
bad because he prefaced it that
Well, you
way.
know what I'm saying. Yeah.
Annoying is, yeah,
Can
right. Doesn't
you
mean they should
imagine
be
being
in there.
so annoyed in jail by
Right.
somebody like, dude, fuck off, man. Like,
All right, I'll put it like this though. What's your prison? Well, first off, let me show you guys my fit because this looks like something that I could rock in a minimum security. Check this out.
right now.
I
This
already
is
see it. I
the
already, yeah, you already.
Eric looks like he's in the jail for the fucking Russian Olympic. Dude, that outfit is crazy. Eric is in shorts I've never seen him wear before. Jesus Christ, Eric.
Doesn't
You look
that
like
kind of look like I'm out on the yard?
you're in the drunk tank at the Olympic Village.
Why could I picture you so vividly in a maximum security, like, who's that guy from? You remember when Magneto, they put him in jail and he's in that
Course.
glass fucking prison? Why could
Right.
I see you in that, so just kind of pacing you're like a locked animal in a cage.
Well, what would they try to house me in? Titanium?
You have no superpowers, but you're like, listen, you're gonna
Oh.
wanna put me in some sort of rare mineral metal facility.
That was so fucking sick when they put him in the glass chamber.
Is
And
that
what, he took the
Javier?
metal out from a pacemaker or something like that?
Oh, right.
Or the metal, what was it? Metal from
Yeah,
like
something
a
like that.
tooth filling?
Oh no.
That's all it
Never,
fucking
never
takes.
fucking underestimate any of
Magneto.
the people in the X-Men cinematic universe, please.
I'll put it like that. Never underestimate the mutants that you're being racist to. What, Nate, why do I feel like if there was a mutant war, you would be fucking you'd be out on the front
I would
lines
show
being
up
like,
to that
execute
fucking
every single
scene.
one of them.
Yeah. Oh, it would be.
Like, no more mutants.
You'd be hooking up with them. You'd be acting like a soldier, but you'd
Well,
be.
that's your secret. Yeah, is that you're getting
That's why I hate
down.
them, is because I'm so. You know how people are like that when they hate a certain group of people, they're like, they're repressing their sexual
Their
desires
sexual
for
attraction
him.
to them, of
Yeah.
course.
What's that girl, the blue one?
Oh, you're talking
Avatar.
of
Huh? No,
yeah.
the blue X-Men.
Mystique.
Mystique. Oh shit.
Oh
Such a funny name.
my
I would be
God.
fucking hitting that shit from the back, front, and side, dude, if I was in the X-Men universe.
You can hit it from the
Banging
side because
Mystique.
it's different, body
But
different.
here's, I'll put it like this, right? Because everybody liked Mystique because she could become your fantasy. She could become Marilyn
Oh,
Monroe.
that's right. She
She
morphs
could
into.
become January
Oh, the
Jones. She,
perfect. Are you.
anybody. But she only started really finding true love and acceptance when Magneto, the evil villain, liked her as her blue self. You see what I'm saying?
Wow.
He accepted her for
I
the
would be
blue,
like,
nasty
turn the
style.
blue shit off. Like, don't. I don't. That's disgusting. Like, look like Megan Fox forever for our entire relationship. Like, act like her. You
Yeah.
know,
Turn the blue shit off. Well, she's all scaly like a fish.
you walk in on her fucking taking a shower. Dude, stop, literally. Just how
Damn.
smacking the mutants. That's so funny to be like hate them so much.
Which X-Men would you be?
I'm trying to think of which ones are there. I can only think of Wolverine, Mystique, and Magneto.
Is
Who's
Magneto?
the
You'd be
bald one?
Nightcrawler. Nate, you would be Nightcrawler, of course.
What's his superpower?
His superpower, dude, is teleportation in within short distances.
Oh shit. That would be. Yeah, that's a good superpower.
Bruh, can't you
Short.
imagine Nate looking like that? But I'll just put it like, if Nate was playing him, that wouldn't be a tail. You see what I'm saying?
What would it
You
be?
know what that would
Toes
be.
too.
That would
His
be a
feet are
reproductive
kind of. He's
organ.
got them.
He has Nate feet.
Them hooved feet. Is that what I see in
Yeah, Nightcrawler live action. But the live action Nightcrawler was a little busted.
Nightcrawler getting your toes sucked on? Wow. So the
100% that would be.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I think that's Alan Cummings
Yeah,
from
I think
Seth
you're right.
Meyers.
I think you're right.
Damn. If I was on Traders, I'd be like, remember X-Men?
Alan. So the
Okay.
Oscars.
So the Oscars have
Best Picture. What we got?
Best Picture.
Anora, Brutalist, Wicked, Conclave. This Is Here, whatever the movie you like.
Dune. I'm rooting for
What
I'm
else
Still
is?
Here. I'm
I'm
rooting for
Still
I'm Still
Here.
Here. I don't think it'll win, but
Amelia Perez, The Substance.
you guys have seen the Penis to Vagina song,
Say again.
right?
Say again.
From Amelia Perez.
Say
We're on these
what?
topics. You the Penis to Vagina song?
Is this some sort of joke? I haven't seen Amelia
It's
Perez,
not a
but
no, it's not a joke, dude.
this sounds
Is it a song of a penis singing
sounds like a
to?
prank.
I don't like these words. I won't say them.
No, this is I haven't seen
A
the movie,
bleep
but
and
I
a
think as a
bleep.
journalist being curious about how they do the operations, the gender affirming operations. You see what I'm saying? And she goes in, Zoe Saldana from Star Trek, et cetera, many other films. She goes in, and the doctor starts singing all the operations they can do. Penis to vagina.
Is it a
What?
musical?
Vagina to a penis. You haven't seen this?
Is the movie a musical?
It's a musical,
If it
dude.
was not a musical, that would be
Sick.
concerning behavior for a medical professional.
To be singing? Yeah.
Unless
Well,
they
I
have a
don't know.
relationship like that.
Look at Patch Adams.
I
Remember
can't.
him?
I can't look at him. Of course.
Mr. Robin
Robin
Williams coming
Williams.
in, making your ass. If Robin Williams came in during my lymphoma stage 7 diagnosis,
You'd be ready.
I'd be ready for that. Thank you, Robin. Thank you for everything you've done. I hope Conclave hits it. That was a
Ralph
really good one.
Fiennes.
Ralph Fiennes.
So
I think Anora is gonna win.
Best
No,
picture.
because it's a
To
humor.
be
It's a
honest.
light hum has light so many light humor notes. They couldn't let that win. I
This
don't
could
know,
be a turning of
man.
the tide
I don't
of
know. I feel,
right.
you know what? I take that back. The Brutalist is gonna win. Sorry.
The Brutalist.
The
Did y'all see
Brutalist.
all of these movies?
I saw Con. Let's go through. I mean, let's go through and
All
see what
right.
I've seen.
Anora. Saw it.
Seen it.
Saw
Great.
it 5 times. The Brutalist. Didn't see it.
Didn't see it, but I'm gonna see it with my dad, I think,
Okay. Today?
tomorrow.
I saw Parasite. I know that was many moons ago at this point, but
That I saw
was like
Parasite.
4 years ago.
Okay, I've seen Conclave, I'm Still Here, The Substance, Dune Part 2, and
Oh,
Wicked
Dune
as
Part
well.
Two. Yo,
Dude,
I wouldn't
that.
be mad. I'll tell you what, I wouldn't be mad if Dune Part Two got some love. All right.
I don't think it will, though, dude. These
I don't think it
damn
will
Academy
either.
voters are
I
too.
don't fucking think it will, but I wouldn't be pissed off. I wouldn't be upset because I watched that shit in IMAX. I gotta say, I love that fucking movie.
That shit is amazing. You know who I loved in that? Javier Bardem.
Oh, he's
Oh,
so
good God.
fun. He's so
He's
fun.
so.
Yeah.
He's such a
He.
fine actor.
Which one did he play? Remind me. He
Oh,
got
he plays the desert.
the what do you call him? He's
Desert
not a
guy.
warlord, right? Nah.
No, he's a
No.
rebel.
A rebel?
An indigenous rebel.
That
Yeah,
shit was
man.
epic. Bring back
Yeah.
epic movies, you know what I'm saying?
Can I talk shit about a television show? I know I shouldn't.
Sure.
I know I shouldn't.
Sure.
I should. I'm not going to. I'm not going to.
Do it now.
No, I'm not going to, man. I refuse to talk shit about that TV show that Chet Hanks is in.
What show is that?
I don't know what it's called, but it's on Netflix and it's about a version of the Lakers called the LA Waves. And it's one of those shows that's just like, damn, all the walls are white and there's not like a single grain. It's not like a single piece of grain. Just like the visuals
Oh,
bum
yeah.
me out. It like had the black vignette around the frame. It just looked like a 48-hour film festival submission in a way that made me sad.
Wow. You know, Chet Hanks put out a country album.
Chet Hanks.
Did I already say this? All the like rapping white boys are pivoting to country. Every single one.
Are they being authentic about it, Nate?
I don't know. I just find it interesting. We got Post Malone, Chet Hanks. Riff Raff. Name it. Literally, name a white boy. They're fucking making country right now. That Young
Benson
Gravy,
Boone.
Benson
Benson
Boone.
Boone.
Oh, did you see fucking Mark Zuckerberg come out, dude?
Yeah, I did,
Why did
man.
that
What
piss
did he
me
do?
off?
Tell me. He did something with Benson Boone. He made a
Let me actually defend Mr. Mark on this one, okay?
good
All right, because
luck.
he gets enough, man, enough hate.
Good luck with
It's
this.
his wife's 40th birthday, man.
I
He
don't
only turned
care,
40
man.
once. And he decided, let's make this a little extra special. I know her favorite artist is Benson Boone, and she likes how jacked I've been getting. So he does a little concert. He's wearing a normal ass, boring ass suit. Then he gets all the fucking lead programmers to come in, rip the for Meta, rip the suit off. He's wearing Benson Boone's sparkly blue jumpsuit from the Grammys. Everybody loses their minds. His wife is happy for 1 second.
Here's what I want to say. You know how easy it is to be romantic when you're a billionaire? You know, I would like to see what
Billionaire.
he does with nothing for his chick for his 40th birthday. If he was working at fucking Marshall's, what would you do then if your wife was unemployed? You're working at Marshall's part-time and you're trying to support the family. What would you do for the 40th then?
Well, if you work at Marshall's, you could definitely get the Benson Boone fit hookup. But it wouldn't be at a party, I guess. It would just be
In the park, you'd have
maybe.
to get what I'm saying is you have to get more creative with
Could
your
be at
romanticism.
Maggiano's. Save it
And
for Maggiano.
you truly your romantic intentions are put to the test. Because it's easy, he has fucking 50 people that are planning the whole thing. He has a whole fucking backup band, the orchestra playing, and you know, it's easy. It's
Here's what it
easy.
is. Here's what it is. Here's what you do, right? You finish your shift at Marshall's. You go to Wendy's. You get the full fucking spread. You get the baked potato. You get the Baconator. You get extra large fries, two extra large
Frosty.
Diet Cokes, two giant ass Frosties. Steal some candles from Marshall's. Steal a lighter. And you get a bottle of 14 Hands, Cabernet Sauvignon, Blanc wine. You get the kids to stay with the neighbor whose wife just passed away, so he's got nothing to do and he's very trustable as well. And then, oops, click on the TV, Love is Blind. The night is just for us
Pirated.
now, girl. What?
The pirated version too.
The pirated
Because you can't afford
version.
Netflix.
The Singapore version of Love is Blind.
Yeah, you
And then,
apologize because it's you apologize because her actual birthday was a couple days ago, but you were very busy, and didn't have access to a vehicle that day, but
Right.
now you do.
Here's
And you
what money
use.
can't buy is sexual technique. All right, so you can still, once that's all fucking said and done, and once it gets down to the bedroom when you're on the couch after Love Is Blind, middle of the show, and you're fucking, yeah, I'm gonna put it down like
Yeah.
crazy. It's your
Sex ain't
40th
blind,
birthday,
I'll tell you
girl.
that much.
Watch
Fucking
this.
ain't
I've been
blind.
You pull out
fucking is
the Temu
2020. Yes, sir.
massage gun. $15 Temu Theragun knockoff, it lights on fire.
Tame Impala bumping off the motherfucking galaxy.
You jump on the massage gun like a grenade, it lights you on fire.
Whoa.
And you commit a final act of sacrifice for your
Something tells
girl.
me that would be the ultimate, like, your love language, Eric, is like somebody sacrificing themselves for you in a violent death.
If anyone sacrifice, listen, no one's ever, I've never experienced that except for from Jesus. Well, because that's what they did. I would tell you this in school. I was kind of like, I know I've said this before in here, but I was like, all right, yeah, he died, but for billions of, for all of us, you know what I mean? One death for like billions and billions of
Billions and
people.
billions.
And I kind of brought that up to my teacher, and she was like, well, actually, he died. I think she was just trying to make it sound more extreme. She was like, for every person, he felt that same pain. So he died essentially like billions of times over and over and over and over.
Sorry.
Do you think he experienced like all sins of humanity in like an endless time loop? Because he died for our sins, right? Do you think there was a moment as he was dying where, you know how when you die, you have like a DMT experience, you meet all the people. He probably like witnessed every fucking sin that's ever been committed throughout humanity, and
Jesus
it took
Christ,
fucking
so much
billions of
sin.
years, and he's still living in it right now.
That's like
Well,
an endless salvia. He's like endlessly on salvia.
yeah. Oh, you know what we need to fucking hit is the Zelensky Trump administration meetup. Wow. Yeah, that was a blunder, man. Holy shit.
Damn.
Blunder.
Holy
That's a
shit,
pirate
dude.
word, not
Yes.
normal. It's not normal.
What happened? So Zelensky goes in there and calls him a biatch in Russian. Is that correct?
Zelensky goes
Basically,
in
calling
very
him a
polite,
bitch or whatever
very
you want.
demure.
Nice, nice, nice.
First time I said that on this podcast, I've been waiting for the exact right moment.
Yo, I'm about to. You know what word I just learned recently that's been firing out my mouth is gesticulate. I've been gesticulating with my
Gesticulated
mouth.
myself.
I think I just.
Can I gesticulate it?
Can I just iculate for one fucking second? You're not letting me do it.
Four fucking seconds.
4 fucking seconds.
But
So I don't even under.
Zelensky was basically, here's the play by play. He came in, his war, his country is at war. They're losing resources. Ukraine is just not in a good spot. And Trump is there trying to get rare minerals from him. He's honestly, Trump is acting in a way that I would in a for sort of bit, like where it's like a country's at war and you're like forcing them to give up trillion. I think he signed a deal where it was like, I'm not kidding, it's like $5 trillion worth of rare earth minerals that he's giving up in exchange for like
Zelensky
military
is.
equipment. I don't know if this is like a fake article I'm looking at, but that's what I saw is like he Trump like forced him to to give up all of like
No, not the minerals.
yeah.
Trump
But he
needs
was
to turn to
basically
fucking.
like, you're not being thankful, you know. That was
I
the
saw that. I saw JD Vance say you're not thankful.
He's not wearing a suit. He's not being thankful. It was more about manners than like politics. Manners and rare minerals.
They were
You know what
kind of
makes me
doing
like
fucking sick
what?
is that when I was in college and I was just graduating college, just to kind of spread the word, I was handing out copies of Hillbilly Elegy to everybody that I met. If I saw someone that was going through a hard time or someone that had been through a traumatic experience, Hillbilly Elegy, right to free for free. And then I would take it back and give it to the next person after they read it. And fucking seeing how that author has now turned out into being our vice president,
Right.
bro. Just put it like that, I'm not happy with how he's doing.
He's acting like teacher's pet vibes around Trump, you know, like, because he was like, you should be thankful for Mr. President's, what, like, he's like going so hard. And I feel like afterwards, he's hoping that like Donald Trump comes up to him is
Dude, you
like,
bodied that.
thank you so much, man, for defending me like that. I really
Well, he's
appreciate
kind of
it.
competing with Mr. MUSK in a sense.
Right. Oh
He's
my
putting him on.
God.
It's big because for Trump to let JD Vance be there, when Trump, you know, he wants us to do it one on one, be staring at each other knee to knee, and telling this man exactly what the fuck America's gonna do to you if you do not give us the fucking ionized salt now, bitch. But letting JD there, it says something.
Yeah.
It says definitely something. They were doing like
Yes.
porno acting. Not that I've ever watched those, but it felt like I was watching people, like the human, this inhuman behavior that is like, all right, the
Like it was
wang's
about to
about
turn
to
it. It was
come
like
out.
the before a porn, like
Yeah, well,
kind
it
of
was
thing.
like, you've been treating me wrong. You've been treating us all wrong. They're like saying the same
Oh
thing over and over
shit.
again, and like the
The
set doesn't
Oval
quite look
Office, fucking
believable.
Bukkake.
It's like, why is it so wet in there?
You've been treating us all wrong. How are you gonna make it right? I'll
Yeah.
do anything. Oh, really?
I need a mineral. It's not in the ground. It's in something.
Hey,
I
take
gotta
off that
extract it
fucking
from
jacket
something
you got. Let
else.
me put on a let's all put a suit on you, you know, and
Do
they
you
take
like
his
white
clothes off.
minerals? Do you like white style minerals? What do you mean? Well, at this point, I think, yeah,
The porn
we're
just takes
done.
like an hour to get going. Mostly like confusion over the innuendo.
What do you mean? White minerals. Lime,
Well, you know what
limestone.
other the rock is very hard. No, I don't
Yeah.
understand what.
No. Sediment? You can't. How hard is it? So what are we going to bomb Ukraine? We're joining in with Russia to kind of show them like this is what it could be
I
like.
don't know. It seems like it. It quite seems like it at this point.
It's about fucking time. If Russia, China, America, and fucking North Korea would all
Join
say, you know
forces.
what, Matt, fuck it. Let's just squash this shit one night, Dave and Buster's, and let's be one country. Us versus the world, man.
Dude, what you're talking about is so. You're talking about a one world government. I hope you realize, right?
Right.
Let's stop pretending that that's not what it is. The tech
Exactly, dude.
oligarchs, the billionaires ruling one most whatever, they're already in charge. Why not just say, you know what, we live in a kingdom instead of walking around? Because you know what? I will agree with this. Let the fucking tech billionaires just rule the fucking world. Let everybody rule the world so that they won't keep fucking with, you know, like Twitter. Like if
Could
we have a
you?
little app where we joke around,
Right.
if we just give them all the power, they'll let us keep kind of joking around
Right,
on
we
our
can still
little
just have
app.
a little fun and pretend like we have some power, some control and power in our lives.
Just tickle each other as we await utter destruction.
It feels like a movie though, doesn't it? Doesn't it feel
Imagine
like a,
this.
what? Go ahead.
There is a. It's not a one world government. It's a one world monarchy. And there is a king of the world. And
Woo.
a queen
That's
of
freaked
the
me out.
world. And a
Sabrina
princess.
Carpenter.
Alan
She looks the part. I'll
Resnick.
just put it that way. She looks the part.
Damn, I want to hook up with a princess so badly.
How about a Jewish American princess? What? Who? A Jap? Can you say that? Be careful as long as you're singing the right way. I'm saying you want me to sing it.
Well, this is, I would say though, because if China, Russia, US, North Korea, they all join forces, reminds me of something called what we used to call the Axis
Of
in World
what?
War.
Evil?
Well, you know, the Allies versus the Axis.
Of course.
I bet you
Feels like
vaguely, yeah.
we've gone from the Allies to now the Axis. But who's strong enough to defend, who's strong enough to fight the new Axis? Britain's gonna get squashed. Keir Starmer, yeah, good luck. He's not gonna do shit. We need a super. I wonder if there's a secretly powerful nation out there that no one knows about that has hiding all type of amazing technologies.
Wow.
In Africa. Been
Here it is,
down?
the
Wakanda.
Antarctica.
Oh, the Antarctic Wakanda? That's a real place. That is a real place. The firmament. Right, of course. Because,
What do you think
beneath all
fucking
the ice, it's a tropical paradise full of science.
and full of
And
a giant apartment complex with fucking Avicii, Bourdain, Chester Bennington.
the
They
real
got hot
Jessica
pot every
Chastain,
day.
the
Yeah.
real Jessica
Oh.
Chastain.
Oh. I didn't know. I haven't heard that one yet.
Well, yeah, there's a body double out there of her causing chaos on sets.
Well, I know that about Kanye, that's for sure.
Yep.
Died in the car crash. Was her
And Paul
body.
McCartney. Don't forget that one.
Mm-hmm.
So let's be real. You guys get invited. Next year, we're all going to the Oscars. And we're not just hiding in the back. We're not just a small, tiny part of the films that are being nominated. We're up
We're
close. We're
hosting.
hosting, right? Exactly. How do you get the fit together? What's the process for the fit?
Takes a big, very big team. So I would hit up DC Shoe Co. and see what they're cooking up in the lab. Yeah, I would hit up a personal trainer. You know, you kind of pick somebody to sponsor you, right? You don't just go in your closet. You gotta think who's changing the world and who do I want to put in front of the world with my body.
Wow.
Right.
I come out in the top to bottom big bud press fit. I think
What's
someone's got to do the Willy Wonka. You know what I mean?
that?
Where you remember the amazing movie that we love.
Well, there's
What,
two of them now, at least. somersault out of
People's
the limo?
exactly come
Some.
out with a cane, but not mocking anybody with a disability, but come out with a cane or something as such. Oh shit, what happened to Nate? He's looking fucked up right now, like something bad happened to him. We haven't seen him in a minute. Then you come out and do crazy ass style break B-boy dancing. You see what I'm saying? And then announce the nominees for best VFX.
That'd be fun. Why do I feel like I would be so like, I guess I'm trying to think of the word here, but just effective in a violent fight with a cane. Like if there was a group, if there was a mob around me and I had a cane, You were born to smack. You have a it would be
smacking.
fucking over, dude.
Yeah. Well, a cane is an ingenious weapon, especially if you have a sword in there. Because if you look like the weakest and they think they can take advantage, oops, press the button. Start slicing.
Yeah, right. No, but I think I mean, it's easy for dudes at the Oscars because they all wear tuxedos, the same thing. And then the women, I feel like, have a very hard time because they have so many options and people judge their outfits
This is so indicative of our
heavily.
society at large.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Men are not allowed to
Wow.
express themselves. Why?
I don't
We
know,
should
man.
silenced violently.
I
We
don't
should flip
know.
it. We should flip it. All the women wear gray, long ass dresses, Handmaid's Tale
And the men
style.
have to experiment finally with their fashion.
Exactly.
Braces.
Braces.
I don't know. Yeah.
Damn, if you started rocking braces at the Oscars, braces are sick.
Yeah, if you got
Braces is
braces right now. Everything that used to be nerdy is like lit now, you know? Like all the like big rappers have braces. They all like anime, you know, like just
Subversion.
crazy how far nerd culture has come thanks to Chris Hardwick.
Chris
And
Hard, what? Do not say his name on this shit. Do not bring up that name on here.
Chris Wick. It doesn't feel like the Oscars are today, frankly. They're today, if
Yeah,
you're
they're today,
listening.
man.
Oh, here's what I want to ask you guys is what do you guys think about Timothée Chalamet and his odds? Because he wants it
He wants to
badly.
be one of the greats, you mean?
Of course, he said it in his speech. But he wants that fucking Best Actor award so badly.
They're
He's
gonna keep
desperate
that
for it.
carrot dangling because,
You can't be desperate for it, right? Isn't that
right.
doesn't that hurt his chances, I think? I think
Right?
it's
Of course
Adrian
it
Brody.
does. Spiritually, he needs to take a fucking page out of Seneca and Epictetus. He needs to release, understand that his
Right.
power comes in his lack of desire and his stoicism.
Well, if they give him the Oscar now, what motivation does he have to keep acting? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So the Academy.
That's why you keep doing it, Eric, is
Well, yeah, once I, that's why, yeah, I've asked all the different academies, just hold out on me for fucking 20 years so I stay hungry. But honestly, he's keeping the industry afloat. Let's just go through the crazy career Timothée Chalamet has had. Call Me By Your Name,
Lady Bird,
Lady Bird, Interstellar, High School,
Dune,
Dune,
went to high school.
Willy Wonka. That one seemed to just, people have already forgotten about Wonka.
Right. That's
Right?
probably that no, that couldn't be
He's in that movie
his
Don't
highest
Look
grossing.
Up, playing a
Yeah,
working class
Stoner.
man.
He's a stoner. How about that one where he's a cannibal?
What's that?
Oh,
Call Me By Your
right.
Name.
The something about bones. The lovely
How old is
bones.
he, dude? Is he
Bruh.
26 something?
Timothy? No, I think he's 28,
28, damn.
29. And have you guys met him yet, or no? Or just me?
No, but his sister came to my show once. So I'm twice
Whoopsie.
removed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
You're joking, dude. That's crazy. Congratulations, man.
Congrats. And this
Thank
is the
you.
type of guy you are. You didn't ever tell us that. That's
Well,
just, that's something
you
that you
see how
bring up.
humble I am. And just, I mean, just know how many, just ask yourself, how many more secrets am I withholding from you guys?
Well, that's one of the lighter secrets. You got that dark iceberg that they have the memes of, and I know that's the easy whipped cream secret, but I know once you get down to that dark, the darker and darker waters, as Jack would put it, those secrets have become very
neighbor of
twisted.
dark, twisted
Yeah. And
secrets.
he didn't tell you, Eric, but he like bombed my phone with like hundreds and hundreds of pictures of her from backstage.
For what?
When Chalamet's sister went to his
Oh, he
show,
was
he
just
kept taking pictures of her over and over again.
with the flash on
Yeah,
the
and he
telephoto
was texting like,
lens.
ha ha ha, not at your show,
Look
bitch.
Check this out.
at
Wow.
she.
Look at she.
Look at.
Man. I mean, here's what I was thinking about. I was talking to someone, actually who's going to the Oscars. That's the type of people I hang out with.
Whoa.
Just put it that
It's like a craft services person. It's funny, man.
And
Funny thing to laugh at. Craft services. Come
no,
on,
yeah, it's
guys.
actually not
Please,
funny.
guys, guys, guys.
I was thinking about actually going, and I'm thinking, if I ever go to something like that, that's when the panic attack is fucking hitting. Because you really can't leave, right? You
You're
really
trapped.
can't.
You could
You're trapped,
leave.
especially if you're in the middle and you gotta pee
Well,
so bad. Because I'm coming hydrated.
movie idea.
Oh.
The Oscars are happening. The doors lock. An Ocean's 11 style crew comes in.
Yeah.
And help me, help me,
What?
help, help,
Where's it
help. That's
going?
just the first
You
two
wanna your movie
minutes.
idea is Ocean's 11?
But celebrities,
But
yeah.
celebrities are in it.
But yeah,
Played by
basically.
non-actors. Well,
Yeah.
here's what you would do then. Oh, bro, I got it. 'Cause let's make it of the times. Oscar ceremony, right? But it's in a new facility under deep underground, okay?
Okay.
It's in like a billionaire's celebrity lair. Door shut. Oops. Oh, fuck. Then you get all these nerds coming in with basically AI scanners and AI microphones. And what they are doing is taking the creative souls and personalities from all the celebrities in the room and able to use them in AI projects in the future. AI movies, AI
Wow.
TV. Give me your soul, give me your likeness, or you will be killed and
The
destroyed.
scanning takes like 8 hours each for each celebrity, and they just have to wait. Like, it's so tame.
But
And
who would
guess
rebel? What
what?
celebrity would rebel against that?
I'll tell you who.
Jimmy
Pedro
Kimmel
Pascal?
comes down. No. She comes down through the fucking ceiling in a fucking Catwoman outfit. Hoops, lifts her
Halle
head up.
Berry?
You remember me, don't you, from the fucking WGA strike, bitch. Fran Drescher
What?
with the fucking WGA superhero fucking costume on, ready to save the goddamn Hollywood once again from the evils of AI.
Damn. We need a hero like that.
I know Sean Penn's ass would do something, man.
Oh, they'd all
Sean
be
Penn's
looking for a
ass? Oh,
clip. Yeah. You don't want to make him angry.
no, you do not.
Damn, there is
Trust
something
me.
very funny about like a moment if you're around a bunch of people who are just maybe coworkers or peers. Like there was one time, I don't know, Eric, were you there? We were like walking on this on the pier with a bunch of like maybe it was like a couple comedians and like
It
some
was a pier
agents were
walk.
there. Yeah, it was a pier walk at night. And then all of a sudden this kind of like racist fight started happening where it was like this.
Yes.
And it was that is such an amazing moment to see like who kind of performatively there's like this who's performatively going to help or not. Everyone just sitting there and like stop talking and just watching this like non-fight go down.
Yep.
That is
Please
extreme
stop
joy.
racism now.
It's gonna take more than that, Nate. All right. I keep telling you that, man. You keep saying that, but and yet I see no action.
Oh, no. Go to his front yard. The action is very apparent.
Oh, the fucking sign, the hand drop.
Not here. And by the way, yeah, with the
Just
holographic
imagining
Kamala
Nate
Harris.
like being so frugal, like drawing the like
Fuck
sciences low.
racism.
Yeah, fuck racism sign, like with the whole fist crayon.
QR code to your link tree
In
in the
this
state of
house, we believe
Ohio.
in science. Yeah, Linktree. Wow.
Oh, here's what
Thank
I
you,
want to ask
Linktree.
you guys. Thank you, Linktree, for having such an amazing fucking consolidated place. You can have so many links in one
So many
URL
awesome
code.
links.
But here's what I wanted to ask. All right, you're up for an award. Jack, you're up for an award, okay? Best actor. All right, there. The screen's
Best
on
what?
you. Actor. Best actor.
The best one?
Yeah, the best. Well, you're in a category of a, there's, you know how awards
Okay.
work, Jack?
No, but I didn't know if that's how, okay.
All right, best lead actor, okay?
Not,
And you're in
yeah.
a huge category. Brad Pitt's in there, Leo, okay? Person on stage is about to open up the envelope, and they say and the award for best actor goes to Leonardo DiCaprio. You lose. What? But the camera's on you. What's your expression? You want me to do it again?
Yeah, just say give the announcement.
All right. All right, and the award for best actor goes to, oh, let me have some trouble opening up the envelope here. Leonardo DiCaprio. You're pissed off.
I'm not. This is how you smile when you've just heard the worst news in your life. You suck your mouth, suck in your teeth.
Oh, that's the
I would be
trick.
pulling out the Desert Eagle with a bunch of blanks and
Jim.
just let them know this is what I have.
All right,
No one's in danger but me.
Eric, same scenario.
I told you what I would do, Desert Eagle. All right,
All
Nate.
right, no, you want to see my real reaction, Leo? All right.
All right, and the best actor, lead actor goes to Tobey Maguire.
Oh no.
Simple. You know, it's respectful because I just can't look at him. I
Toby's
had a
back.
dream with Tobey Maguire in it the other night. I
What
won't
position?
say what
What?
style. Yeah.
Joking, joking, joking. So, Nate, wait, are you ready?
Yeah, been ready my whole life to lose an Oscar.
All right. And the award for best fucking supporting actor in The Bear goes to Nate. One of Nate's good friends, Eric
Oh my God.
Rahill.
That would
I'm gonna say, guys, if you're listening to audio only, like this is one of the episodes you're really gonna want to see the video because we are doing amazing act outs on the Zoom cameras.
And I would be so happy for you, Eric. There would be no, literally zero jealousy. involved in that, and that I would be
I
literally so
have
happy.
never felt jealous of you guys. I will never feel jealous of you guys. It's an amazing feeling to know that's not
And you've
even
done
gonna
so
be an
much,
issue.
yeah. You've done so much work on that. I just want to congratulate you,
Yeah,
because back in
it's
Chicago, it was
really.
like literally like a fucking nightmare. Like anybody who did improv with Eric knows,
Right.
it was really hard to share the spotlight.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
You've come a long way, man.
Thank you
Proud of
guys.
you.
Thank you.
Proud of you.
But
Very proud
I
of
want to say sorry to the victims. Sorry to the victims of my rage. Sorry to all the
you.
fucking drywall that I destroyed in fucking Chicago. Many, many walls kicked through improv black box theaters.
I want to fucking fuck up some drywall so badly. That's something that's on my bucket list, is
You could
fucking
do
get
it down
thrown
there, it
into
looks like.
drywall, throw somebody. I want to throw a person actually into drywall.
The fuck is drywall? Why they call it that?
Drywall is a inferior, basically, form
Drywall.
of a building structure.
Wet
Wet
wall.
wall. Damn,
Wed
exact same
wall. I
time.
like reading wed wall.
What does that mean?
Red wall. That's
Red
an amazing
wall.
series by Brian Jacks. The animals that have
Brian
spirit
Jacks
and
has.
medieval weapons. My brother, Alex, who you guys know, is in UCB level 3
That's
in New.
fuck.
Have I talked to you
He's
guys about
already
this?
in level.
Yeah, he's in level
Wow.
3 and I believe he's starting his own independent team.
No. Oh my God.
And
Shout out to Alex.
the stories that he tells me about his class does bring some of the rage back that I did, the real rage that I felt, where he was like talking about a scene in, well, maybe I shouldn't say this.
Just think about it, Eric. This is what you need to practice this. Think before you speak.
I just want to say, it takes courage to be unselfish in an improv performance, okay? That's where the real art is. That's where real
Right.
good improv can be done, is if you take the ego out of it, to all those in my brother's class, okay?
Dude, we should go back to level one somewhere and just body that shit. Yo, isn't this
Well,
look
you
how
know,
easy this
like they have the
instrument is?
like undercover basketball players going like
Damn, the YouTube
do
videos.
one-on-ones. Yeah.
Have you seen there's like YouTube videos of like a black belt goes into a jiu-jitsu class and wears a white belt, and they just like
Yeah.
roll with everybody, and at the end of the class they reveal it, and people are like, "Dang, man, like I was about to fucking quit. I was like, I can't even, this white belt's doing that in a fucking improv class."
In
And
Cleveland.
then coming out and like revealing exactly like at the end of the class after doing fucking three line scenes over and over again. And then coming
Oh,
out,
three
actually,
line
guys,
scenes.
I was
That
on a Herald team.
is, you're not gonna believe
Nobody
this,
knows what that
but
is.
I was on a playground team, a playground theater team, CIC house team, and a fucking Iowa Chicago Herald team at
And
the same time.
I have auditioned many times for Naomi Odenkirk. If you have
This
any
is so
questions.
inside ball. Man, we should talk about this. Naomi, okay, so Bob Odenkirk from Breaking Bad. Yeah, that Bob
Better Call
Odenkirk.
Saul is actually his calling card, I would say.
But,
Didn't he do sketch comedy too, yeah?
oh, a legend, I would say, in the sketch comedy world.
Wow.
Bob Odenkirk's wife is Naomi Odenkirk. And this is a very powerful talent manager, okay? And every year there was no sort of greater talent industry that would come to Chicago ever. It's like all the big talent agencies, they would never come to Chicago to see any performances. Sometimes, but not often. But Naomi would come every year because I think Bob's family's from Chicago or something. They would visit, and she would go, and she would actually like scout talent, and she repped some people from the shows. And she would come to literally like independent shows in a bar or like the smallest theater ever. She would just want to see like who's out there. And people would like lose their fucking minds. Like when she would, they'd be like, holy shit, like fucking Naomi's in the crowd. And everybody would like give their worst performance they've ever done in their life. Like,
Yep. Well,
take, like, there would be there you couldn't even do improv because everybody was trying to like be the funny person, you know. It was
Do you remember
diabolical.
the waiting for Guffman moment that happened, Jack?
Yes. That was so fucking incredible. First of all, we all had fucking strep throat,
Right,
the flu,
bronchitis. Like four of us
bronchitis.
had bronchitis.
Really bad.
So fever, suffering through
Wearing medical masks, wearing the KN95 in
it.
2015.
Do you know about this, Nate?
No, I
There
don't
was a
think so.
showcase at one of the theaters, and everyone's like so nervous about it, like so scared. And then it's like they're like, all right, she isn't here yet. She isn't here. Like it's being delayed like 30, 40 minutes. Like there is a full audience of like people's family and
No.
friends coming to support. And then one of the people running the event comes in and says, like, I've never done this in my life before. I'm so sorry, but I gave her the wrong date, so she's not coming. And so we all just went out and did the showcase for family and friends.
It's funny because, like, in Chicago, there's like, it does feel like you have like you have one shot like at things, you know. Like if there's
Yeah.
somebody in the crowd, you're like, this is my shot. Like it's never gonna come again. This is the only time where I will ever like have any chance at success.
And it's going to be immediate success, by the way.
And it's
That's
gonna
the
be
only
immediate,
option.
and there is gonna be
Violent
no struggle.
success, right?
Violent success.
Wow, this shit, I'll just say it like this. We've been preparing for a long time for these award shows. A long time. And yeah, it might look like overnight success to some. However, we've been grinding for many years. Okay? We need to be famous and fucking now, please,
Are
immediately.
you guys going to write your speeches? Are you gonna
Hell
speak from
nah.
the heart?
With our training, no.
It would be a handicap to write it.
It
I would
literally
put on
would.
fucking Dance with the Devil instrumental and just see what the fuck comes out of my fucking heart.
Because speech confines every single one of us.
Wow, say that again? Damn.
Speech confines every single one of us.
Confines?
Right.
What's Nate doing?
All right, the,
Drinking coffee in
you
a
know how
different way.
this is stupid. The you know how sometimes it leaks off the side, like you get a little
Nate, are
dribble
you
and you
holding
like
a
don't.
pen? You taking notes? Taking notes.
Why do you I'm taking fucking notes, man. Being with you guys is just such a master class in conversation and ideas. I just like want to soak up as much as possible during this short period of time I have with you guys on this planet.
Right, at 48 minutes, Eric brought up improv in Chicago once again.
Hilarious.
Hilarious, insightful.
No, there was a dribble on the, you know how like you know, a little dribble of liquid can come down the side of a mug and you want to catch it before it drops to the floor. And I'm
Yeah.
staying in a friend's crib right now. I don't want to be disrespectful and muddy up the floor here. You see how respectful I am as a house guest, right? You see that?
With some people, yeah.
Will you
Well,
behave the
yeah.
same way when you're at the Four Seasons?
Hell no, dude. I'm fucking busting all up in the sink and
Jesus Christ.
the cheese desk.
Please let me stay at a Four Seasons. Please let me in. Please let me just feel what it's like.
I didn't know. I thought the Four Seasons was the same as like the Hilton and the DoubleTree or whatever. But
You'd be
one
wrong to
time,
think that.
well, I was very wrong when we went to the when me and Sarah filmed the Hamster Show in Canada, and I was
Did you
staying
stay at
in
the
a
Four Seasons?
no, I stayed 30 minutes out of Toronto in the suburbs in a giant way back, like it's like a strip mall, and then behind the strip mall was this like Soviet tower. Maybe I've described this on here before, but it was the most disgust. If you go to the reviews, it was like the lobby smells like fucking shit, and it did, and it was like that's a, but it was so scary, and the noises were all fucked up here, and the there's like you know whatever you could really jump out the windows there, but. Then I went into Sarah's place downtown Toronto, and you couldn't like the room was beautiful, of course. Well, funny enough, and this is a metaphor for luxury being horrible or whatever. Running water shut off. Okay.
Wow. At
So,
Sarah's nice hotel.
yeah, oh yeah, very beautiful and gilded, as they say. And yet it was not as efficient and normal as where the workers were staying.
Wow.
But
That's the trade-off.
what made me laugh so fucking hard is how intense they were about Sarah getting like arriving or leaving the hotel. People were sprinting to open the door for her, like running around the block. Like if they wouldn't let her walk to the corner to get in a car, they would like run into the street. I definitely have told this on here before, but they would run into the street and like I would pick her up in my rental car and they would run with me down the street to make sure that I pick her up at the right door. And it's like a guy in a fedora and a
Oh
peacoat.
yeah, I remember you telling.
That
Oh
shit,
yeah.
that is one of the funniest. I miss that man badly. And people need to treat each other that way too, by the way.
With respect.
With respect to the point where you're willing to sprint down the middle of the fucking road for them.
I'll tell you what, I was actually tested in the hotel
What do you
last
mean?
night. I went to the hotel, got off my flight in Columbus, Ohio, go to this hotel. I check in. My sister had made the reservation, so it was under her name, and she gave me like the code. And they were like, "Sorry, we don't see it here, and you have to call hotels.com." So one, I'm facing customer. You guys know I hate customer service. On the phone more, in person I'm nice, but I had the interaction with the front desk, and they're like, "It's," and I'm like, "Dude, I show them the fucking confirmation on my phone. Sorry, it's not here. Looking up all these names. You have to call hotels.com." So now I'm being tested right now. This is the thing that pisses me off the most when I have to talk to customer service on the phone. And I'll say I had the probably the most great. I was so my meditation is working. I'll tell you that much, because I got through this without screaming, without being mean at all. We got through it. We got the hotel.
Congratulations. Do you
Yeah.
ever feel like becoming a better person is making you into a worse actor?
Wow.
And that maybe the darkness within you is
I
not
need
the.
to experience more darkness in my life to channel some of these roles that
Oh, 'cause you got the commercial agent now and you want to do the fucking Chobani web ad. Yeah. If you want to turn up for that and give them the real fucking performance, yeah, you're gonna have to get in a couple of fights with a couple of people's dads.
You heard it here first. Yeah, I have a commercial agent now, so let's
You're
just
playing
say
the
you're gonna be
raspberry jelly and the Chobani mix-ins.
I want to get I think I'm gonna get there I'm gonna not get like 2,000 auditions, like not getting, but the one I'm gonna get is going to be the Sprint guy, the Verizon guy, you know what I'm saying?
Wow, and he's a traitor.
I know, and I would never do that. Just to any brands out there, I have brand loyalty. If I'm your spokesperson for Wendy's, I am never under any circumstances, no matter how much money is offered to me, moving over to fucking McDonald's to do
Good.
the. I would never do that ever.
Thank God,
That's
dude.
hard to believe.
That
Or sorry, yeah, you're
was
right. Damn. I just had a sudden impulse and realization that I might be eating Chick-fil-A today.
Oh, that's a good
No, I
day.
won't. All right, I will.
All right, well, I have to get in the car pretty soon to go to Yosemite, so we need to
Damn.
wrap this shit up now.
Do you guys know how long this episode has been?
58 minutes
Really?
and 26
Wow, really?
seconds. Yeah, so
I will
far.
say this one flew by.
Not for me. What I mean, let's start with Jack. Jack, what
Oh,
gave you joy?
snap. Pass it to the Jew boy. I'll tell you what. I saw,
Yeah.
dude, where do I begin? The joy this week was incredible. I'll have to give it up to independent filmmaking has risen me from the depths of hell. I got to show a cut of my shortened
Oh, hell
film
yeah.
for short feature film. That was fun to see people laugh. And then I went and saw this movie Rats, did the Q&A with them. This
Shout out,
movie's
Carmen.
shout out to Carmen. Which one? Hilbert? Wow. Why would you shout out Carmen?
Because
Because
she
it's one
shot
of our
it.
friends. She is fucking dope. God damn. She is an amazing cinematographer. But I'll say, and she's doing all sorts of different shit too. She's just, yeah. But this movie Rats with an exclamation point and it's bolded as well, the font. I think they're going to a couple theaters around the country. And that shit is motherfucking wild. That is what you call
Rats.
an abnormal
It looks
humor,
sick.
no, it's fucking
experimental.
funny. It's fucking good. The acting is incredible. Damn, it looks fucking good. It's great. There's a lot of care and heart in that. But unless any of them have talked shit about me, then I'm fucking
It's over.
burning them to hell.
Yeah. Okay, Nate. What about you, Nate?
Well, simply came back to Columbus, Ohio, hometown hero, coming back, doing a show, crushed it, sold out audience. People couldn't even believe what the fuck they had seen on stage that night. It was pandemonium, an amazing show. Yeah, simply incredible experience, and I can't wait to come back next year when I'm doing the fucking Schottenstein Center, and that's the arena
What's it
for you
called?
too, the Schottenstein Center.
You, Kevin Hart, Fluffy.
Yeah, Fluffy. Yeah, yep. Eric,
Congratulations, Nate, on the homecoming
thank you, man.
show, man. That's fucking sick as fuck. For me, it would have to boil down to Kingdom Come Deliverance 2.
Let's
That shit
go.
was giving me some hell early on. It's a very immersive game, and it challenges you. It's not a hack and slash. You can't hack and slash your way through this shit because you will be destroyed. Someone left a nice, very nice comment that said, "Work on the alchemy. Get the alchemy up. Get the potions up. Get your money up. Get your money right. Get your speech up. Make sure you're washed and clean before you enter and die into dialogue with others because that will affect how they perceive you." That's the level of detail that Jack, stop looking away. That's the level of detail
I'm
that they give
looking
in
at my
this game.
toenail, sorry. It's
It
long as fuck.
yuck. That is the game is so sick. If you're interested in medieval times, I would say play that shit immediately. It's amazing. You can literally be blacksmithing. You have to literally ching, 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 hammer that shit. Put it in the forge. Ching, ching, back to the anvil. It's cooling down. Back to the forge. Ching, ching, ching.
All right, enough. We get
Hey,
it. We understand, man. All right, everybody, get your blood work done. Watch the
yep.
Oscars. Be nice to people, and don't be afraid to be mean to people too, though. Right.
Set boundaries now. All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Peace.
I'm in shape.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.